Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We're at the White Festival. We're joined by Hannah from Wessex Cancer Support. Could you tell us a bit about what Wessex Cancer Support does?
Yeah, of course. So Wessex Cancer Support have a number of cancer centres across the Wessex region, including here on the Isle of Wight. And our centres offer free wellbeing and emotional support to anyone affected by cancer, whether they have the diagnosis themselves or they're a family member, a caregiver. And our services are completely free, and they include things like Reiki, reflexology, massage, one-to-one counselling, anything that can help promote healthy well-being and emotional health while they're going through that journey. That's what we're here for. And you can just pop in for a cup of tea and a cake as well. Our volunteers are very good at making tea, and our centre is open Tuesday to Friday from 10 o'clock, so we're just trying to raise a bit of awareness today.
So could you tell us a bit about the fundraising events that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have all sorts, from the smallest event to the biggest event. So we often do fundraising days. We've got one in August on the 9th, Wellbeing Day at the Quirky Teapot. And then we've got a Dragon Boat Race, which is coming up in September, which I'm really excited about. We still need teams, so if you want to get your team together, come and paddle for Wessex. And obviously we're here today, and we've got various other sort of events like this that we'll be heading to throughout the year, and we're really hoping to bring our drive-in cinema back in December as well. So there's lots going on. You'll find us at lots of sort of summer fairs over the next couple of months, sometimes with our wonderful mascot Wally the lion. You can't miss
him.
Lovely big rainbow mane. We always love seeing photos, so if you've had any photos taken with him, do send them our way as well. So
do you find that people don't realise that you actually support the families? Because I think that's the thing, often they might get forgotten about, and it's nice to know there's somewhere for them to go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And actually, a bigger problem for us is people just don't know we're there. We hear a lot of the time, you know, we go to events and people say, oh my gosh, I wish I knew about you when my mum had cancer, or my sister, my auntie. And it's devastating to hear, because we've been there, you know, for quite a while. So yeah, and I think when you say we're here to support people affected by cancer, people immediately go to the person with the diagnosis. They don't assume that we mean everyone, because it is like a ripple effect. It does affect the whole family. It can affect the caregivers. So the more and more people we can reach and tell, the more and more people we're going to help.
And just to put the record straight then, where are you actually based, Hannah? Let's tell everyone.
So the Isle of Wight Centre is based in Lugley Street in Newport. We're just opposite the Samaritans charity shop, and just down the road from Mountbatten. So it's a nice little row of charities. But yeah, we're right there. A lot of people think we're a charity shop, but we're not. We are a cancer centre. So yeah, Lugley Street in Newport.
Thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful fundraising festival.
Thank you so much.